EU foreign ministers meeting earlier this week. In the 4 weeks since the invasion, they've already agreed four packages of sanctions, which were some of the toughest ever imposed, as well as a fund of over $1 billion to buy weapons for Ukraine. I asked the EU's top foreign affairs official about further measures when the leaders meet here soon.
Do you expect there to be further sanctions adopted this week, and could they be extended to the energy sector?
Formal adoption of sanctions require a procedure, and I don't think during this week it will be a formal adoption of sanctions according with our procedures.
The reason is this: the European Union is now divided on even tougher measures. Some countries, notably Germany, oppose a complete ban on Russian oil and gas. Experts estimate that before the war, Russian gas was costing Western countries $1 billion a day.
Germany has been very foolish over the years. I mean, along with some other member states, not only didn't they reduce their dependency on Russian oil and gas, they actually built this huge Nord Stream 2 pipeline, despite the fact that most of the other member states said don't do it because Russia will weaponize it, which is exactly what Russia has done.
Even if sanctions are tightened, some believe Putin may not back down because he's not accomplished any of his war's aims.
So it's essentially in Russian thinking that Ukraine doesn't lean to the West. And I think that Putin will prevent that at any price, as long as it takes and at any cost. That is what we see happening right now. And if that means a long-lasting war, and I think we are in it for a long time, I think Russia will be prepared to take that cost.
When European Union and NATO leaders gather here in Brussels, you can expect another show of unity, more strong words against Vladimir Putin. But when it comes to concrete action, they probably gone as far as they can go. James Bayes, Al Jazeera, Brussels.